No Indian here. Too much afraid. Kurupuri, said Gomez. Kurupuri is the spirit of the woods, Lord John explained. It's a name for any kind of devil. The poor beggars think that there is something fearsome in this direction, and therefore they avoid it. On the third day it became evident that our journey in the canoes could not last much longer, for the stream was rapidly growing more shallow. Twice, in as many hours, we struck upon the bottom. Finally we pulled the boats up among the brushwood and spent the night on the bank of the river. In the morning Lord John and I made our way for a couple of miles through the forest, keeping parallel with the stream. But as it grew ever shallower, we returned and reported what Professor Challenger had already suspected, that we had reached the highest point to which the canoes could be brought. We drew them up, therefore, and concealed them among the bushes, blazing a tree with our axes, so that we should find them again. Then we distributed the various burdens among us, guns, ammunition, food, a tent, blankets, and the rest, and, shouldering our packages, we set forth upon the more laborious stage of our journey. An unfortunate quarrel between our pepper-pots marked the outset of our new stage. Challenger had, from the moment of joining us, issued directions to the whole party, much to the evident discontent of Summerlee. Now, upon his assigning some duty to his fellow professor—it was only the carrying of an aneroid barometer—the matter suddenly came to a head. "May I ask, sir," said Summerlee with vicious calm, "in what capacity you take it upon yourself to issue these orders?" Challenger glared and bristled. "I do it, Professor Summerlee, as leader of this expedition. I am compelled to tell you, sir, that I do not recognize you in that capacity." "Indeed!" Challenger bowed with unwieldy sarcasm. "Perhaps you would define my exact position." "Yes, sir. You are a man whose veracity is upon trial, and this committee is here to try it. You walk, sir, with your judges."
"Dear me,"
said Challenger, seating himself on the side of one of the canoes.
"In that case, you will, of course, go on your way, and I will follow at my leisure. If I am not the leader, you cannot expect me to lead.